Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. When you combine prophecy and healing together, it's going to cause an explosion of miracles. Are you ready? Yeah! Now, my first guest, Hank Kuhneman, is really one of the most accurate prophets of this generation. His prophecies regarding 9/11, America's promise and future, prophecies for the nations of the world, and even his word from God saying, I will make America great again. No, that was not Donald Trump first. That was this guest right now, Hank Kuhneman. Hank, you told me that you had, I don't know if it was a dream or a vision, of you sitting at this desk and me asking you a question. Hank, so what do you see happening this year?
This year. I did see that question being asked of you in my dream, and the Lord spoke in the dream, and here's what he said. He said, Hank, that is too limited. He said, I want to broaden the perspective of the people that they understand it's not just what I'm doing this year, but what I'm doing in the now. This is important, in the now. Now, the now can span through this year. It can span through next year, the coming years, when God moves in the now. Here's how you know. Jesus' first miracle, he turned water into aged wine, the best wine for last. It was accelerated time. It was also now that he moved and presented that to the governor of the feast. And it says that this is the beginning of miracles that Jesus did. Well, we know that it was the miracle in the now. It was accelerated time, but it was also the beginning of miracles, meaning that it hasn't stopped. In fact, I hear the Spirit of God say this, I am the God who moves in the now. And now my glory is coming upon this nation, the United States, and it's coming upon the nations of the earth, and it's coming fast, says the Spirit of God. United States, you shall be united as what bears your name.
Oh.
And there is a move that shall change legislatively, and you will see that the finest day is soon to come upon you in the now. For this is my plan, says the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. I'll tell you, I don't know about you, but the Holy Spirit is just bubbling up within me.
Yeah. God lets you see something that it
must have been wonderful. God lets you see through his eyes.
Yes. This happened to me just a few Sundays ago. I was standing on the front row of the church that I pastor in Omaha, Nebraska, and I was worshiping the Lord. And all of a sudden, I felt like somebody threw a coat on me. And I knew it was the Lord, like a heavy coat. It was so heavy, I could hardly stand. I could hardly walk to the platform to transition the service. All of a sudden, I saw a pair of eyes. I said, Lord, what is this? He said, Hank, I'm allowing you to see through my eyes for events that are coming in the now for the nations. And it's almost like if you ever downloaded files on a computer, they go real fast. Mm-hmm. That's how fast things were moving through the eyes of the Lord that I was looking through and being downloaded in my spirit. And I really believe that there is things that are happening by the Spirit of God that if we limit it to a time, we will miss the bigger picture of what God is trying to reveal in the now. He's up to good. And let it be known even unto you, said the Spirit of God says, that I have placed you in the Middle East, but oh, watch what I'm about to open, not only in Europe, but I'm about to open up even in Asia, an effectual door of utterance. Why? To handle this move of my spirit and awakening that is coming to the earth, and it's coming fast. Thank you, Lord.
You know, Hank, God has given you a revelation on a subject I have never heard anyone even teach on. And that is, the Bible talks about wind, and the Bible talks about a north wind, a south, a east, a west. You have revelation that when you get this knowledge and pray according to biblical knowledge, you get amazing results. Take one wind and give me an example.
All right. First, let me just say this. Ezekiel prophesied to the four winds externally.
Yes.
We, through the Holy Spirit, prophesy with the four winds in our mouth. I'll give you one example. The east wind, you can read all four winds in Job 37. The east wind is a wind of judgment against the enemy. It's a wind of breakthrough. It's also a wind of correction. When we're specific, we are decreeing a thing, as the scripture says, and it will be established. When I decree the north wind, for example, which is...
I'll tell you what. Would you do me a favor?
Yes.
Would you make a decree of the north wind right now that heaven is going to move on?
In the name of Jesus, I decree from my mouth and the authority that I stand in, and I decree with the north wind, let there come an awakening unto the earth and unto this nation. And I decree from the north the cleansing rain of God's presence. Let it begin to come and fall upon the land. For in the United States, welcome your rain. Welcome your wind. For even in the natural, this is your sign of what is taking place from the north wind of my spirit to rain down righteousness in my presence again. Mm.
You know, I have to tell you, for years, I've been interviewing you and a number of other prophets, and you've been almost like a lone voice. Everyone else is saying gloom and doom. I couldn't get you to say that.
We have to hear from the third heaven. That's the throne room. That's the highest place. And really what it comes down to is God's heart. When you're a third heaven prophet, you're after God's heart. And always remember this, God always has, whether it's a warning or a word to you or a nation, God always has a redemptive plan. And the Spirit of God said to me, he said, as long as my spirit is in the earth, I always have a redemptive plan. Even if a warning comes, what is a redemptive plan? Sid, a redemptive plan is God's message of help and his message of hope. And that's why people get caught up in doom and gloom, because they're excluding the redemptive side of God, who right. always wants to help, who always wants to bring hope.
Now, God has always, even from the beginning, wanted to use man's voice. Comment on that.
God has always longed to use man's voice. He wants to use your voice. And the reason why he wants to use our voice is because of the authority that we carry in the earth as his sons and daughters, as his representatives. And when we speak, we are speaking with his authority and with his power, and we can shift regions and territories. We can even cause our own life that maybe it's not going well. When we start declaring, Lord, I'm blessed. Lord, I declare that your blessings are coming upon me. We are shifting things, and we also are breaking the powers of darkness that uses words to release agendas and assignments against us.
By the way, speaking of God's voice on the earth, Richard Roberts tells you a little understood truth, how to grab hold of your miracle, right after this.
ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, is not just another Christian TV network. ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
ISN lets me watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
These exclusive programs are life-changing. Multitudes report getting healed and having their prayers answered. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I know your story, Richard, but to be raised with one of the giants of men or women of God that move in miracles, but not even raised with him at his side at so many of his meetings. I mean, you can see God's hand on your life from the very beginning. But tell me what you saw with your own eyes, creative miracles of your dad.
Sid, the one that really stands out to me is the one that you and I have talked about before, was a little boy that was born without a hip socket. And when his mother brought him into the prayer line, he was about my age. And my dad read the prayer card and said to the woman, "I am so sorry. I just don't have faith for a creative miracle." The woman took the microphone and said, "Brother Roberts, I don't ask you to have any faith at all. You just pray and I'll do the believing." And he prayed, and seemingly nothing happened. The little boy left on his crutches and the metal brace, and he went off the same way he came on. But the next night when we got to the tent, they had the little boy up on the platform, and he was running and jumping. He didn't have a crutch. His shoe was not built up. There was no metal brace. And he was running and jumping, and my father went over and put his hand on the place where he'd put it the night before, where his hip was all sunken in because there was no hip socket. And right. In the night, God had supernaturally created a hip socket.
Now,
and he's still doing that today. Someone's left leg, which is shorter than the other, is supernaturally being lengthened. And you're going to find, in fact, before this program is over, someone's going to find that their leg has grown out to the exact length of their other leg.
Now, you know, Richard, I've read a lot about your dad, and the devil tried to get rid of him before he got started. He had, which was really a fatal type of disease back then, TB.
Yes.
And God spoke to him about his call. What did he say?
He said, "Son, I am going to heal you, and you're to take my healing power to your generation." And when his older brother, my oldest uncle and aunt, my oldest aunt, his sister, took him to a healing meeting, a man prayed a different kind of prayer. He didn't say, "Lord, if it be your will, heal this boy of tuberculosis." Instead, he said, "You foul, tormenting sickness, I adjure you by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come out of this boy, loose him, and set him free." Someone's liable to get healed right now as I'm praying that prayer right now, because the power of God is just as strong now as it was then. As the power of God came up his feet, up his legs, into his body, suddenly he could breathe without hemorrhaging.
Yes.
Before, for the period of 5 months when he would cough, he would hemorrhage and spit blood across the room, and he had lost the power to walk. But suddenly the power of God came in. He could breathe all the way in, breathe all the way out. He had been born a stutterer, could hardly say his name, especially when he was under pressure. They put a microphone in his face and he talked for 10 minutes before he realized he hadn't stuttered once. That was the beginning of the healing ministry of something supernatural.
You recently taught on the subject of miracles are coming towards us.
Yes.
Or past us.
Yes.
Tell me why they go past us. I'd rather know how to come into me, receive it.
Well, just look at the scripture, Sid. Here you see Jesus with a great crowd, and the Bible speaks of two or three that were healed. Miracles were coming toward the people, or they were going past the people. Some who wanted to be in the atmosphere to receive, some who didn't want to be in the atmosphere to receive. So miracles were constantly passing by. What we have to learn how to do is to use our faith. It's not just his power. His power is important, certainly, but we have to use our faith. His power and our faith have to come together. And it happens through a point of contact. A point of contact is something that you do, and when you release your faith, you get yourself into an atmosphere for healing. The woman who touched the border of his garment, the woman with the issue of blood, made the border of his garment, which was more than likely a prayer shawl, which had tassels at the base, mm-hmm. representing the law of Moses, which was the word of God.
Right.
She made the word of God a point of contact. She said, if I can just get my hands on the word of God, I will release my faith. And as soon as she touched it, her faith was released, because Jesus whirled around and said, "Who has touched me?" Now, she touched the tassels on his garment, but he said, "Someone has touched me." We can touch him by our faith. We can release our faith. Faith, when I receive this prayer in the name of Jesus, I release my faith to you, and I receive a miracle.
Yeah. Now,
when my father prophesied a double portion of his spirit on me, I said, "Lord, I want that. I claim that in Jesus' name. That's mine in the name of Jesus." And that's what she was doing. And Jesus whirled around and said, "Someone has touched me." She told him the truth. He said, "Woman, your faith You're believing. The fact that you have released your faith has set you free. And oftentimes when I pray for people, they say, well, I didn't feel an instantaneous healing. Well, who knows? It might come by the end of this program. It might come tomorrow. It might come next week. That's why we hold on in faith and continue to release our faith and say, I'm not coming out of this prayer of agreement until the miracle is manifested.
Richard, you're having people healed of stage 4 cancer, so many people getting... Tell me a quick story of one person.
I just got a testimony just this morning of a woman who called for prayer. She had a fibroid tumor the size of a grapefruit. And when we prayed, she said, the thing just went flat. The doctor said, it's no longer there. She released her faith. I wasn't there to lay hands on her. I didn't have a word of knowledge for her. But when I prayed, she took hold of her faith and let it go to God, and the fibroid tumor disappeared. We just got another testimony from a woman who had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And she's the one you're referring to. Just about 3 weeks ago, I got this testimony. Mm-hmm. She had called into our Abundant Life prayer group, and we had prayed, and they had brought the prayer request to me. We prayed. She called back and said, I went back to the doctor again. Now they cannot find a trace of cancer in my body. It is gone. What God did, He's still doing.
Now, when we come back, Hank Kuhneman and Richard Roberts are here to reveal how healing and the prophetic, they work together for supernatural results. Stay with us.
Call now and get the Healing and the Prophetic Package, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. It includes Hank Kuhneman's book, Prophesy with the Wind of God in Your Mouth, plus his prophetic two-part audio CD teaching, A Throne Room Perspective of the Now, and What Does a Nation Look Like Filled with Glory? And you will receive Richard Roberts' audio CD teaching, Miracles Are Coming Toward You or Going Past You Every Day. All yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9470. You will receive Richard Roberts' anointed audio CD teaching, Miracles Are Coming Toward You or Going Past You Every Day. You will find out how to remove every obstacle to receiving your healing. Learn that this is God's season of His glory being released on planet Earth. Understand the keys to grabbing onto your healing, your miracle, your breakthrough. Richard Roberts prays for God to release to you His healing and your miracle. You will receive Hank Kuhneman's book, Prophesy with the Wind of God in Your Mouth. Through this book, you will learn that it's always been God's desire to use His people to speak and be His voice on earth. Learn the key on how to declare and decree words that drive away the enemy and bring deliverance. Declare words that reach heaven, bringing you a spiritual breakthrough of prosperity, restoration, and blessings. You will also receive Hank Kuhneman's prophetic audio CD teaching, What Does a Nation Look Like Filled with Glory? Through it, you will learn how the glory will cause ungodly laws to be overturned, wipe terrorists off the face of the earth, cause leaders in high places to cry out for God's mercy and divine wisdom, cause children to be praying in schools again, cause the Supreme Court to overturn abortion, bring about a supernatural wealth transfer and debt cancellation. You will also receive Hank Kuhneman's second audio CD teaching, A Throne Room Perspective of the Now. Through this exclusive audio CD teaching, you will begin to see the world around you through God's throne room perspective. Understand the way of escape from the circumstances and dangers confronting you. Learn how to take advantage of the season of glory being released upon America, Israel, and the nations. Be a part of a mighty revival with stadiums and the streets themselves being filled with miracles, signs, and wonders. Don't miss out on getting the healing and the prophetic package exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. It includes Hank Kuhneman's book, Prophesy with the Wind of God in Your Mouth, plus his prophetic two-part audio CD teaching, A Throne Room Perspective of the Now, and What Does a Nation Look Like Filled with Glory? And you will receive Richard Roberts' audio CD teaching, Miracles Are Coming Toward You or Going Past You Every Day. All yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9470. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9470 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
You know, during the break, Richard,
God spoke to you. Yeah. What did he say?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Eardrums are opening up right now in the name of Jesus. A deafness is leaving. There's a person, it's a man, you've had a terrible problem with varicose veins on your right leg. And those veins are just going flat right now. And then the other word I got, there's a tumor. There's a person who has a tumor on the left side of your back. And you've been diagnosed with skin cancer as well as there is cancer in the tumor. And that tumor is just dissolving now. And someone's going to go back to the doctor and find out the cancer is gone. And you'll be testifying to Sid and letting him know and the staff here know what God is doing. I release that into your life now.
And you've also been out of work. And because of that cancer, you've been out of work. And the Spirit of God says, not only is it a work of restoration for your body, but it is a work of restoration that shall give your life back, including your job and resources shall soon be released too.
You were minding your own business one day, walking your dog, and a cloud shows up. What happened?
This happened to me last summer. I have two German Shepherd dogs. And if you know anything about German Shepherds, they're very high-energy dogs. As I was walking, it was a very bright and sunny day. I feel like Brother Hagin when he used to say bright and sunny day. But it was a very bright and sunny day. There wasn't a cloud in the sky, and I was walking my two German Shepherds. And all of a sudden, I looked up above some trees, and I thought they were on fire, and a glory cloud appeared. And all of a sudden, my dogs sat down. They were at attention, and the Spirit of God spoke out of the clouds. And here's what he said. He said, Hank, I am going to make this nation great again. But then he said this. He said, this is my saying. But he said, what does a nation look like filled with glory? I couldn't answer him. I started weeping. I said, God, I don't know the answer to the question you just asked me. He said, watch. I'm about to show you and others because my glory is coming upon this earth and it's coming fast. And it's for the healing of the nation and signs, wonders, and miracles.
What would that look like to you?
It would look like to me after something that happened in one of my dad's crusades years ago. There was a night, and my father would tell the story if he were here, for about a 14-minute span, everyone he prayed for was healed. And the next day, we came out to the tent and picked up armloads of crutches and canes and walkers and earpieces and contraptions of all types and description. And the glory of God came into that tent.
You said to me when we were talking on the phone that when the prophetic and the healing ministry combine, it's greater than either one by itself. And tell me what you mean by that.
When you join together and you're seeing the gifts of the Spirit operating in tandem, and that's what Hank and I saw as we received your invitation to come here to be on this program. We saw the gift of prophecy and the gifts of healing and the word of knowledge flowing in tandem together. I saw that in the spiritual realm. I saw a word of prophecy and then a word of knowledge and then a word of knowledge and a word of prophecy. I saw going back and forth. And we saw just a moment ago when I gave a word about cancer, suddenly he gave a word about a job. That's what's happening. And that's what God is doing. And as it happens, the glory of God falls.
The Lord said a lot of the anger and the bickering and the fighting that's going on right now, especially in the United States, is whenever Jesus showed up, he had the spirit without measure. He carried the glory. The enemy would throw himself on the ground. They would protest, act violently because of the glory that was moving in upon
that's
Jesus.
Right.
The glory is moving in among this nation and the earth, whether we like it or not, whether we agree with it, we will not be able to stop it. You know what a nation looks like filled with glory? Watch the Supreme Court when all of a sudden God established, like he said, righteousness and rightness on the courts. And we've got Supreme Court justices that will rule 6-3, 7-2 in favor of the Lord and what he desires. Watch as prayer comes back to our schools and they begin to declare the name of Yeshua across this nation. For a season, God's going to use Israel. Why? Because God's glory is coming upon the earth. In fact, Israel, listen, Spirit of God says, it was from you, Israel, that a Savior came to bring salvation and to bring healing. And this is my promise to you, Israel, that from you is coming a healing balm as discoveries are being accelerated now to bring cures to those things that they said, there is no cure. Watch from Israel. It shall be declared, says the Lord.
We're going to see tremendous healing among children.
Yes. Huh.
Many of you watching right now, you have children, you have sons and daughters, you have grandchildren, you have great-grandchildren. Some of them have been very ill. There's healing coming to children.
I want you to reach out to God now, hear His voice, be His voice. Do you need deliverance? Do you need healing? Release your faith. Be healed. Yeah.
Call now and get the Healing and the Prophetic Package, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. It includes Hank Kuhneman's book, Prophesy with the Wind of God in Your Mouth, plus his prophetic two-part audio CD teaching, A Throne Room Perspective of the Now, and What Does a Nation Look Like Filled with Glory? And you will receive Richard Roberts' audio CD teaching, Miracles Are Coming Toward You or Going Past You Every Day. All yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9470. You will receive Richard Roberts' anointed audio CD teaching, Miracles Are Coming Toward You or Going Past You Every Day. You will find out how to remove every obstacle to receiving your healing. Learn that this is God's season of His glory being released on planet Earth. Understand the keys to grabbing onto your healing, your miracle, your breakthrough. Richard Roberts prays for God to release to you His healing and your miracle. You will receive Hank Kuhneman's book, Prophesy with the Wind of God in Your Mouth. Through this book, you will learn that it's always been God's desire to use His people to speak and be His voice on earth. Learn the key on how to declare and decree words that drive away the enemy and bring deliverance. Declare words that reach heaven, bringing you a spiritual breakthrough of prosperity, restoration, and blessings. You will also receive Hank Kuhneman's prophetic audio CD teaching, What Does a Nation Look Like Filled with Glory? Through it, you will learn how the glory will cause ungodly laws to be overturned, wipe terrorists off the face of the earth, cause leaders in high places to cry out for God's mercy and divine wisdom, cause children to be praying in schools again, cause the Supreme Court to overturn abortion, bring about a supernatural wealth transfer and debt cancellation. You will also receive Hank Kuhneman's second audio CD teaching, A Throne Room Perspective of the Now. Through this exclusive audio CD teaching, you will begin to see the world around you through God's throne room perspective. Understand the way of escape from the circumstances and dangers confronting you. Learn how to take advantage of the season of glory being released upon America, Israel, and the nations. Be a part of a mighty revival with stadiums and the streets themselves being filled with miracles, signs, and wonders. Don't miss out on getting the Healing and the Prophetic Package, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. It includes Hank Kuhneman's book, Prophesy with the Wind of God in Your Mouth, plus his prophetic two-part audio CD teaching, A Throne Room Perspective of the Now, and What Does a Nation Look Like Filled with Glory? And you will receive Richard Roberts' audio CD teaching, Miracles Are Coming Toward You or Going Past You Every Day. All yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9470. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9470 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
I'm James Durham. Do you want to know what God's destiny and purpose is for your life? Join me on It's Supernatural as I share how you can have your spiritual eyes open to see God's plan for you, past, present, and future.